KROQ 955, Forgottings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. This is the wash-up. Time to talk all things Ballarine. Queenscliff 17, 13, 115 over Newcombe 9862 at Newcombe Sand and Soil Oval yesterday afternoon. But as much as the margin was 53 points, the Cooters didn't have it all their own way. Actually found themselves a goal behind the Power at halftime before banging on 9-2 in the third quarter to turn the game on its head. Coach of the Queenscliff Footy Club, Steve Clark, has been good enough to join us. Otis, welcome. Some nervous moments in that first half out at Newcombe.
Yeah, g'day, King. Yeah, it was what we expected from Newcombe. Last time they just wanted to play a contested style of footy and keep us in, and they were able to lock us in one side of the ground with the wind as well. So after half time, we're able to break that open a bit.
Yep. Did there be any specific message at half time that turned things around, or was it you just knew you had to take the first few punches in the first half and then hope that you could get on top of them?
No, I just spoke to the boys. It was the same message as I gave before the game. They just didn't quite execute it, and it was more that Newcombe were playing one behind the ball, so we just played with seven forwards, and I just asked them to change the angle of the ball and try and get away from the stoppage and contested footy and not let Newcombe play to their strength. So when we're able to do that, we're able to open the game right up.
A crucial win at the moment. You sit back in the top five, although that could change depending on a couple of results this afternoon. Is it three clubs battling for one spot? Is that how you see it, that it's between yourselves, Modder and Torquay for that fifth spot, and that the top four will more than likely play finals from here?
Yeah, I think with those games there, I mean, Ocean Grove probably throws into the mix a bit that they can control their own destiny, I suppose. I mean, out of Modder, us and Torquay, there's only the one game that all three of us can directly influence, I suppose, and that's us against Modder, because that's the only game between those three. And for those teams to keep winning, we all play Ocean Grove as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out on the run home.
You've got Port Arlington after the mid-season bye, or late-season bye as it is now, with round 13. But the last four are just massive games of footy for your football club with three sides above you on the ladder.
Yeah, it's I mean, any team can grab you, as you can see, which is that's the terrific thing with the competition. If you're not on, you're going to get grabbed. But it'll be a big run home, and I suppose if Torquay, Modder and ourselves are beating those teams on the way home, they're going to be fighting to keep their spot in the top three. So they're not going to want to be resting, and they're going to want to be hitting form as well. So it's not like they're going to be resting anyone coming in. I wouldn't have thought. So it'll be an interesting finish.
One good sign for your club yesterday was Daniel Dewar kicking four goals. It's his biggest haul since coming back. I know he's not coming back as a permanent forward like he was when he was kicking hundreds back a few years ago, but to do that yesterday, I suppose he's just starting to really get that confidence back after, I think, now seven games in the senior side.
Yeah, I think he's been terrific, mate, and he has been sore. You sort of forget how much footy he's missed. Although he's done a bulk of training, he has been sore. We've had a really big run of games and some good contested footy, so it was good for him to be able to get some space, particularly in that second half. He's got a huge work rate, and he's very good below his knees for a big fella. And, he's really starting to come along well. The boy will come up at a good time for him, and he'll freshen up, and then we can look forward to a big last five and hopefully a couple more.
Yeah. Any more that you can get back after the break, or are you getting back to something resembling your best side?
We should get Jaden Durren. Jaden Durren should be right. Regan come back yesterday, but only lasted half a quarter and got a knock to his leg. So hopefully he should be right. Andrew Casey comes back from a short holiday overseas. So we'll start to look at getting a few back after the bye. We didn't lose anyone out of yesterday, so Justin Mara will be available after the bye as well. So we should start to get a few back for the run home, which will be good.
Good day for you, it was, Otis. You got the 4 points, and Collingwood got the points on the Gold Coast as well. So I know you're a very happy man this morning.
Yeah, footy's good at the moment, mate, that's for sure.
Otis, great to talk to you. Enjoy your break, and look forward to catching up with you in the run towards the finals that hopefully the Cooters are part of. Thanks for talking to us today.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. See ya.